A very warm good afternoon to you all, respected people in the dais, and my dear young doctors. I'm very, very happy to be here, and I'm extremely privileged too as well to be here, part of this wonderful occasion, International Day of Yoga. And I'm equally happy to be celebrating with you all in this esteemed institution, which has been serving our nation, this part of our country, spreading education for so many several years. Fine. Let me tell you one thing. I am a retired person from a nationalized bank, and I have been exposed rather into this stream of philosophy, spirituality, only during the last 3 years. Why I am saying no, this point, why I am emphasizing this point is that I have wasted several years and I should have entered into this stream of philosophy, spirituality, yoga long back. And with this, I request you all to get introduced to this stream of yoga. And I know you are all being doctors, how much the yoga is important for day-to-day life. With this, I just want to share with you a comprehensive definition of what is yoga, given by one of the great self-realized men who has combined spirituality, what we call Vijnanam, along with Vijnanam. Let me read that. Let me say it in my own language, Tamil, and let me then try to translate it for your benefit, those who don't know our mother tongue, Tamil. Udalai nalappaduthi, manadai valappaduthi, செயலை முறைப்படுத்தி நமது குணங்களை ஆராய்ந்து குற்றங்களை களைந்து பழைய வேண்டாத குணங்களை நீக்கி வாழ்வாங்கு வாழ்வதும் அதோடல்லாமல் மற்றவர்களையும் வாழ வைக்கும் திறன் தருவதுதான் யோகம், யோகா என்று அவர் விளக்குகிறார். As far as I am concerned, it is extremely a comprehensive definition. He says, yoga seeks to ensure wellness of your body, fitness of your body, wellness of your mind, and thereby wellness of your life force. So, essentially, every one of us has been gifted by the nature. Body, mind, and life force. When we know the art of science of handling all these in synchronization, and our life can only be blissful. Here, the yoga plays a very important role. Yoga, you can definitely mean it to be a wonderful science, a wonderful art, aiming to synchronize all these three elements to make our life blissful, thereby making our fellows' lives blissful, contributing to the society for its development, thereby attaining a universal peace. Well, there is one more aspect to the yoga. As we have seen the three elements which are playing very vital in this yoga, we will have to ensure, rather, yoga is a tool to ensure synchronization, harmony between body and life force, between mind and life force, between self and the nature. That is synchronization of self with the nature, with the society, etc., etc. So, these things is ensured by this tool, yoga, and we will have to be thankful and I am very proud to be an Indian for the art science of yoga has contributed to the benefit of the entire humanity by the great visionaries, rishis of this country several thousands years ago. And we are equally proud that this tool has been well recognized by the International Society, which has resulted in the declaration of 21 June, an International Day of Yoga. See, 177 countries have realized this importance and they have contributed to the signature of accepting this as International Day of Yoga, which is definitely a very good initiative and achievement for us. We know so many exercises, say aerobic, anaerobic, whatever it is, but they may be aiming to achieve fitness. But yoga is a holistic exercise, is a package in itself, which seeks to achieve not only fitness, but the well-being of self, well-being of human being. So it is distinctly and differently a much, much better, unique way tool than compared to any other exercises. Fine. When we talk about yoga, we normally confine our thinking to the small part of yoga, that is asanas. As I have already explained a comprehensive meaning of yoga, that yoga as such is a pervading all-inclusive nature, not confined to only asanas. The father of yoga, Yoga Sutra, Patanjali, he has devised 8 components of yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, that is revered even today as the pillar of yoga art, Yoga Sutra, or science of yoga, you can say. That is Yamam, Niyamam, Asanam, Pranayamam, Pratyakara, Dharana, Dhyanam, Samadhi. The first 4 part, Yamam, Niyamam, Asanam, Pranayamam. You please note, Asanam is one of the 4 parts of the first 4 segment, which essentially deals with the physical aspect of the yoga, and the next, Pratyakara, Dharana, Dhyanam, Samadhi, essentially deals with the mental, spiritual aspect of the yoga. So you can understand asanas only 1/8. We have got to go all these process to ensure that we travel inwards to achieve the maximum potential of us. Because nature has designed us in such a way that we can, as fraction of nature, can realize the full potential of our self life force. So, this yoga, when we practice, it is in this world, in this birth, I am blessed with some tools. And I am utilizing through this tool of yoga, science of yoga and art of yoga for the maximum benefit to bring out my potential, to peace within myself, to serve in this society, to serve for me, for my family, for the society, for the nation as a whole in a more blissful, better way. Fine. We have got to come back to the international celebration of this yoga, and many parts of our country we must be celebrating right now, and according to the time scale or time, many international countries must also be celebrating yoga this time, this day. See, why this day has been selected, it has got significance because 21st June is supposed to be the longest day. We have been blessed by the nature, so our awareness, our consciousness and our synchronization of life force and mental force and body, etc., etc., should be at the higher plane, which definitely seeks to improve our potential. We have got World Health Day. We have got World AIDS Day. We have got World Mental Health Day, so on and so forth, to say a few. But the whole Yoga International Day is the holistic thing for health. When one starts this practice with Ashtanga Yoga, of all the 8 components of yoga in its real sense, right from tender age, definitely this will ensure the person to be a good, ultimate and blissful personality who everyone will try to emulate. This is the blissful nature of yoga. And see, yoga is another science, another art, which seeks to improve ourselves, to give it to the society and not expect anything. If we do yoga in its full form, we will be definitely contributing to the society. There, one particular part of yoga is to be recounted right now here is karma yoga. This is doing our duty for the benefit of the society with full awareness, consciousness. That will be yielding results, but the doer will be blissfully doing the duty without laying any emphasis on the results, which if one does the duty as per yogic terms, the results will follow him. He need not expect or follow the results. This is the beautiful, blissful nature of karma yoga. And this yoga, when it does one thing, I tell you, it is an insurance, health insurance at zero budget. We are now thinking of so many health insurances, hospitalization, this thing, that thing, which is covered, which disease is not covered. But if the younger generation, right from tender age, is given an awareness and we give, try to, as an elders, to them, the practice of yoga in its good form, it is health insurance at zero budget. They can achieve that. And for a developing countries like us in India and elsewhere, developing nations of this universe, in this international arena, this yoga ensures a better preventive measures that will reduce mortality, improve health condition, reduce one's dependence too much on hospital and this thing. And my dear young homeopathy doctors, you will all now be aware of this importance of the yoga. I don't have to delve too much on that. But I request you, as a responsible physician, practicing a wonderful art of science of homeopathy, do prescribe yoga at least in simplest form to those who approach you for remedy from diseases, besides your routine medicines. This is my humble request to you. And one more thing, yoga is friendly to women also. Previously, we have got a taboo that only men should be engaged in yoga. It's not like that. Because basically, nature has blessed us, the body, mind, and life force. In fact, they are blessed with more responsibility of creation, which is part of the duty of the nature. Nature has selected them to accord the responsibility, not men. That way, they are very close to nature. That's what I feel. So, women can also practice yoga, but according to the physical condition as applicable to them, as advised by a yogi or a physician. In fact, that will also be helpful to them to achieve normal health condition, particularly during their pregnancy. And yoga, another art, if they do it consciously, the foetus, what we call karu, will be tiru. It will be a blissful blessing for them. The one thing I wanted to tell you, in Israel's, we know maximum Nobel laureates are from Israel. You know why? We are also provided with the human's nature, brain, mind, life force. They are also provided with the same thing. Basically, we are all human beings equal, but they perform better because they know the value of life, mind. They practice. One Brazilian, out of 1,000 asanas, hundreds of asanas, he has completed 90% of asanas and claiming pride in that. And one more small example I am telling you, you all must be having apple. I am not referring to the fruit, I am referring to the instrument, Apple iPad or Apple Pad, phone, whatever it is. This Steve Jobs, Apple, he has come down to India during his younger days to practice yoga, to understand what is intuitive yoga from a great guru. He is one of the great yogis of our country. He has written wonderful books. He has come here to learn. We are normally enamored if Westerners do something, but we fail to realize what great thing we have got within us. This reminds me of one story which I want to share with you. One fellow, having failed miserably in his business venture, incurred so much of losses, has finally become depressed, desperate, and finally without having capacity to face life, decided to end his life. He directly went to sea to commit suicide, jumping into the sea. As it was during the time of sunset, this fellow suddenly got trembled. He was having an intention to commit suicide, but he was not having the courage to commit suicide. That is quite nature. Then started simply wandering here and there, finally sat down on the seashore, and it is almost dark with the blank mind. Definitely he has not been into the yoga. With a blank mind, he was just doing some nonsense, picking up some stones, throwing it in the sea and all those things. Finally, again, sun has started rising, smiling on this earth for whoever opens his eyes to see the sun. Then this fellow suddenly saw what he was throwing all the night from this seashore happens to be a very precious stone. The moral of this story, you can very well understand that we sometimes don't realize what we have. Something precious we fail to realize. And another thing, the nature has provided with so many precious things which we fail to realize. Our art of yoga, our science of yoga is one such thing that is there. So with this small sharing of what I felt yoga, I request all of you to practice, to propagate practicing of yoga, because it is an inward looking art and science which has got no relevance to any belief, any system, any religion. It is much, much beyond that, because every human being is blessed with body, blessed with life force. For them, yoga is relevant. And in Tamil culture also, we have got so many siddhas practiced yoga. Uru taritta nadiyile odungigindra vaayuvai karuthile niruthi kabalametra valliril viruttarum balaravar meeniyum sivandidum. This is one yogic practice some few thousand years back a siddhar has devised. So yoga as an art, as a science, is a great thing, and we are blessed with that. We take a vow on this International Day of Yoga to practice yoga in that form and to propagate yoga for the benefit of the self, the society, and universal at large. Thank you for having given me an opportunity to share my few thoughts with you all, with a very great wishes for all of your well-being. I take leave. Let us try to meet somewhere sometime. We all blessed by divine. தேங்க்யூ, தேங்க்யூ வெரி மச். வாழ்க வளமுடன்.